Okay, today's Shabbat we're going to continue in the 14th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Not just continue, but continue with and conclude the 14th parak of Masechet Shabbos. And we're going to be talking about refuah on Shabbos. Chacham were concerned that if we allow people to do medicinal things on Shabbos, they're going to come to violate the malacha of tochein. Because the way medicines are made, the way medications are made, is they grind up different herbs. So you're not allowed to do medication on Shabbos. So that's what these two Mishnayos are about. Ein ochlin ezov yon b'Shabbos. Person shouldn't eat an ezov yon on Shabbos. It's something, some type of a plant, obviously, that was used for medical reasons. Because a healthy person doesn't eat such a thing. So anyone who eats it, it's going to be so clear that he's just doing it for medicine. What you see from here is that there is this very important heter called Michael Brian, meaning if my throat hurts and I have a tea with honey, so it may be very soothing to my throat, and I may be having it for medicinal reasons, but it's not. But it's a Michael Brian. It's something that healthy people would eat as well, and therefore that's going to be mutter. You'll have chicken soup if you have a cold, because it is a Michael Brihim. But you're not supposed to eat something that is only eaten for the sake of refuah. Aval ochel hu es yo ezer, but you're allowed to eat yo ezer vishosa abuvroa, and you're allowed to drink abuvroa, because healthy people eat and drink those things as well. So eating and drinking them, even though you have intention for medicinal reasons, is going to be mutter. So the Mishnah says, kala achlan achlan adam l'refua. Person could eat whatever food a healthy person would eat, for even though you're personally doing it for refua. V'kala mashkin shosa, and any drink that a healthy person would normally drink, you could drink as well, even though you're doing it for refua. Chutz mimei d'kalam, except for water of palm trees. There's a particular type of palm tree in Eretz Yisrael. There was a certain spring in Eretz Yisrael that was between two palm trees, and the water that came out from between these trees was medicinal. It helped, as a diuretic. So it was used as for its medicinal value. The kos ikrim and a kos ikrim, something that would cause a person to become sterile. They would to mix wine with certain tree sap and other things, other ingredients, and they would use it to cure jaundice or blood, or if there was abnormal blood flow in women. But it would also sometimes cause someone to be sterile. That's why it's called kos ikrim, meaning why is that a medicine to become sterile? That sounds terrible. No, it's a medicine for other things. It treats one of the side effects is that your person becomes sterile. But mneshein liyiroka, because the kos ikrim cures a jaundice. So normal healthy people wouldn't drink something like that. And the water of the palm trees cures constipation, and normal healthy people wouldn't drink them. I mean, you ever take a stool softener or a diuretic when you don't need one? It's a very terrible idea. So normal healthy person wouldn't eat something like that. Aval shosu medukalim letzma'o, but a healthy person could drink this water from the palm trees if he's very thirsty. V'sach shemini karin shol refuah, and he could anoint himself with the shemini karin, with the oil mixed with these spices and vegetables. If you're not doing it to heal, just to soften your skin. So even though it's normally done for medicinal reasons, since you're not intending it for medicinal reasons, it's going to be mutter for a healthy person to do, because it's going to be obvious that you're doing it not for health reasons, but rather because you're thirsty or whatever else. So now, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah is going to talk about cases of medicinal things that are usher in certain situations and mutter in other situations. So hachoshish b'shinov, a person has a toothache. Lo yigma behenes achometz, you're not supposed to drink vinegar or sip on vinegar, rinse your mouth with vinegar, because healthy people don't drink vinegar like that. So it's obvious that you're doing it just to soothe your tooth pain. Avol metabluhu kedarko, but you could dip some food in vinegar and therefore get the vinegar into your mouth and have it soothe your mouth, and stop it and stop it. And if you happen to be cured and it happens to help you with your pain, then that's wonderful, because since people do eat food dipped in vinegar, so you could do that as well. That's called the Michael Brim. Another case, hachoshish b'masav, a person who has stomach problems, lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, can't anoint himself with wine or vinegar, because normal people don't do that unless it's for medicine. Aval sachu es hashemen, but you could anoint yourself with oil to relieve the pain, because healthy people people do that. V'lo shemen verid, you're not allowed to anoint yourself with rose oil, because normal people don't do that unless it's for medication, since it's very expensive. But b'nei melachim, sachon shemen verid, al mako saying, but people who are very wealthy, like princes, are allowed to use the rose oil, because the shekin darkam nasuch b'chol, because that's what they always use, because they're very wealthy, so they could afford it, so therefore it doesn't look like they're doing it for medicine. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol Yisrael b'nei melachim him. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to actually be a prince in order to be able to use rose oil. Every Jewish person is considered a prince, and therefore everyone's allowed to use rose oil on their wound, meaning we're not going to distinguish between the rich and the poor when it comes to Shabbos. Every Jew is considered to be worthy of having the finest things, and therefore it's considered to be something that he's allowed to do on Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Gimel we learned that a person shouldn't eat certain things that are not a Michael Briam on Shabbos for therapeutic reasons, but anything that's a Michael Briam, anything that is food that healthy people would eat also, even though you're taking it for refua, you're allowed to have on Shabbos. We discussed that you shouldn't have Mei Dekalim or Kos Ikarim, because the healthy people would not have it. However, if you're really thirsty and you're not actually sick, then you can drink the Mei Dekalim. If you're not actually sick, you can anoint your skin with shemen ikarin. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we spoke about two different cases where for some people something is mutter and for other people it's aser. One is if you have a toothache, not for some people and other people, but rather that in certain circumstances mutter and certain circumstances aser. So first was if you have a toothache, you're not allowed to just sip on vinegar, but you could dip your food in vinegar. And the other example is if you have a tummy ache, you shouldn't anoint yourself with yayin and chometz, but you can anoint yourself with shemen. And when it came to shemen vered, we said, you know, machlokas tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, whether shemen vered is mutter for everybody to anoint themselves with, or only for bnei melachim who are accustomed to having shemen vered, typically during the week as well. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the 15th parak of Maseches Shabbos.